downtown Cape Girardeau. It's Podzilla 1985. Podzilla After Dark. Here at the Podzilla 1985 Network. And our mics ain't that great, so every time we go, they're feeling it.
Well, I mean, like, we do have the windscreens on.
That's true. It pops a little bit. Here's what you do.
I'm sure it pops a little bit.
Take your speaker. Put it on the ground. If you have a big speaker at home, put it on the ground. Get your wife, your daughter who's over the age of 18. Have her straddle the speaker for a second.
What the
fuck?
I'm
going to hum into it real quick.
Please stop.
And I'm going to give them the ride of a lifetime.
No.
My name is Shannon Young.
I'm hard vetoing.
I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, proud of this show, Jesse Kimball.
I was.
two special guests tonight, Jesse.
Got two special
guests. Just two, and they are easily regretting it quickly. Asa Gray, the five-star man.
This is the kind of garbage that I have attached my name to for the last 4 years.
Absolutely.
Almost five. and Calvin Hebert.
After today, this is a welcome bunch of really awful jokes.
This is the good nonsense as opposed to the awful nonsense.
You two should really listen to some of the episodes where Mandy's on with that goddamn potty mouth.
Oh, fucking horrible.
Some of the shit that came out of her mouth like on this show.
See, but there's
fucking
a
sailor.
There's a difference between swearing.
Oh, that's not what I'm talking about.
And, you know,
it became
put your daughter on the speaker so I can give her the ride of a life.
I'll grant
of a lifetime.
That's probably right up there with some of the worst shit that's been said on the show. But Mandy like made it her catchphrase. Spitters or quitters was a catchphrase of Mandy's for a while.
And
yeah, but that's
in that context.
That's a thing you can buy at a Spencer's gift on a mug and a t-shirt and like a birthday card.
And also
that shit came from like.
Also, it doesn't work because like they still spit.
Ow.
So. But you know what? It wasn't completely off the wall. I actually got that from something. Do you know what I got that from? Legitimately, do you know where that's from?
No.
Have you ever seen the movie Howard Stern Private Parts?
No.
Apparently it really happened when he started on the radio, but he had a woman climb on top of the speakers while he like went into the mic and she orgasmed from it. And that was like one of his earliest shock jock, look at what I'm doing type things.
I absolutely see that being a Stern thing. Like, nothing about that is surprising to me.
Mm. I'm going
to
start off with a hot topic. Do you like Howard Stern?
No.
Do you like Howard Stern?
No, I've never really been a fan of people who do shocking stuff for the sake of it being
shocking.
Like, there's no real content there.
I think I like Howard Stern now because he's really mellowed out and he's very much like, he's the king. He knows his position, so he still does stupid shit, but it's like, he's much kinder and like has genuine conversations. But like that era Howard Stern, that movie actually is the thing that made me like him because it kind of showed you the more human side of him. It was a good movie.
It's one of those things with Howard Stern, like I nothing him. Like I never really, you know, cared about him, but I knew who he was, I knew what he did, and I had heard like, you know, like stuff that he's done has hit the internet occasionally and like, look at what Howard Stern did.
Well, yeah, he's the king of all media.
Sometimes it's kind of funny, but in general, like, no, I don't really. So I didn't care about the movie because I'm like, I don't give a shit about Howard Stern.
Before the show, on the pre-show, we were talking about kind of similar to shock jocks, the new brand of humor that's really popular. It's always been popular, but the fuck with people humor.
It's not. Thank God it's died down a little bit because there was a hot minute where like there were
hidden camera shows. Everything was.
Everything on YouTube that you'd hit, like all the really big popular YouTube channels were all just, it's just a prank, bro.
Yeah, I saw, there were two in particular that always stick with me. One was, because I saw the thumbnail, and it's like social experiment prank or whatever, where the girl just walks up to guys and asks, do you want a blowjob? Like, that's not really a prank, and that's not really funny. The other one was, it was just in my head. What was it? Oh, guy went around a black neighborhood. He was white. Mm. You know this one?
Yeah.
And he would say like, hello neighbors or what's up neighbors. But he said it in a twang.
I thought it was, look, Nichols.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I've definitely seen the neighbors one.
Okay.
There's a million of them.
Yeah. This just might just been a different one.
Because there's also, did you guys ever hear about a Mega 64?
I know of them. I don't know which particular thing you're talking about.
They were just that was a really annoying like YouTube channel that got kind of popular.
I know someone that really loved them.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, we're talking about the same thing. All right.
And a lot of that individual tried showing me a lot of those videos. I couldn't stand them because they were just obnoxious. One of them in particular was around like when Catherine came out.
The video game?
Yeah, the video game. They were like he had he had like gotten all the achievements and everything for Catherine. That's how the video starts off, where like he platinumed Catherine. So then he goes out into public and he's like, you know, because he's like, I am a dating master, and he puts on like the super like nerdy voice and everything. So he goes out and he starts hitting on really attractive women in ultra creepy ways. And I'm just sitting here watching it, like, I couldn't cringe any harder. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, God, why? Please make this stop. Why? And the person that's showing me this is laughing hysterically. I'm like, none of this is funny. What is happening?
I like the ones that, like, I've started to see some on, like, Facebook videos of just random, but they're making themselves look like the fool and just having other people kind of react to that. So it'd be, like, someone on the phone at a grocery store just talking about, like, no, like, you don't understand. It's not that the farts smell bad. It's just that they're always happening. I can't stop them. Like, right, the doctor doesn't know what's wrong. But the video is people, like, overhearing this conversation.
And their reaction to
it. And they're
it.
Just like, all right, what the... Or there was one, it's these two girls are walking across. It looks like a campus. And there's a guy coming towards them who is on crutches. And then a jogger comes from the other side, like they're coming at each other. And the jogger runs into the guy on the crutches. The girl's like, run, was like, make sure everything's okay. The guy who was on the crutches then hands the crutches to the jogger. He starts jogging the way that he was walking. And then the jogger starts on the crutches. And it's just like, okay, that doesn't like actively like screw with someone. That doesn't make someone feel like they're the ones like being directly involved. They just thought it's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, what? It makes them question reality.
Those are cool. I like those. But it's the ones where it's just like, oh, you just rounded the corner. Now your car's on fire. Ha, we got you.
What about the Eric Andre one where he, because this is the first one I ever saw of him, of those kind of skits. He goes onto a train, it's like a subway, and he's got like the cone of shame on. And he's like, I didn't get the job at some cereal place. He's like, I didn't get the job. So he gets down on his knees and he pours milk and cereal into the cone. And he's just like, he's like, eat from me. And the people around are just going, what? And like, it's so dumb, but I laugh. Or where he dressed up like Ronald McDonald and went to the McDonald's place and just sat there like eating burgers, crying. It's very funny.
Okay, that could be pretty funny. Yeah. Like, the milk and cereal thing, like, all I'm thinking about is, like, all right, he's going to make a huge fucking mess. Somebody's going to have to clean that up. It ain't going to be him.
Oh, I hope at least his staff does.
No.
But the McDonald's one, he actually went on Conan, and Conan was like, so we heard you shot this skit, but you couldn't air it. He's like, yeah, I did this one, and McDonald's apparently was one of their sponsors. They did not appreciate it. So this is the first time I'm ever showing it right here.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, because that kind of stuff, like, yeah, I'm fine with that. Like, you know, you're getting like people's reactions to like you doing stupid shit. I just don't like it when like you're doing stupid shit to people,
or it's doing something to interrupt like if a captive audience. Like, that's what the subway one kind of feels weird, because like there's nowhere for them to go. They can't just be like, well, this is weird, I'm gonna go. Like, you can't really just move to another car.
You just gotta go to a corner and hope for the best.
Or like when he goes into someone, like into a place of work,
right,
where there's people, or there's like employees who can't leave.
Right.
They can't do anything other than just sit there, watch this dude make a disaster of their store or wherever they are.
Exactly.
And then deal with it later.
Those situations, like, I think fall under that category of, like, you were fucking with other people.
But, yeah. But I am legitimately curious about how they go about doing that. Because if he goes into a place of business, I always wondered, has he gotten okay from this, from the people ahead of time, like the people in charge? Or is he literally just going in, fucking with people, and then they pay for the damage after? Because I feel like he at least has to go, hey, we're going to shoot this thing in your store, even if their employees don't know about it. Is it okay with you? And we'll pay for all the damages. Because there's clearly no way he's just wrecking shit and leaving.
They have
to get their permission to put their like faces on screen.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing they really need.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't have to. They can go in, film it however they want, and then after they're like, yeah, we did this for a show. I'm not saying that he did, but he could even do something scummy like, you know, we'll pay for the damages and everything if you agree to, you know, let us put your faces on air and all
which,
that
which
stuff.
Which I doubt he did, because I feel that's something you'd probably hear about.
He could do, basically, yeah. If I'm getting it.
And there's also, you know, the sect of the internet that nothing is ever real. So those are all actors.
Staged,
those are all just staged. Yeah. Like they rented out that space.
Like the school shootings.
Oh my God!
No, I'm dead serious. The sect of the internet that like says,
"Oh yeah, the
yeah no."
But
like,
these are different. Oh, that's basically a sect within that sect.
Jesse, I got a motherfucker of the week for you.
Oh boy,
it's let me get his name. I want to make sure I'm getting the right piece of shit right.
I looked over and the picture I saw on his phone after saying motherfucker of the week was my sister.
Oh, she's the motherfucker of every week. Trust me.
I swear to God, if he says dirty dog.
It's
you can unplug his microphone.
No, it's not. It's
I'm just going to leave.
It's it's Georgia Republican Representative Doug Collins, who after, you know, they killed Soleimani, I forget. I don't know how
the Iranian general.
He said that Americans love Democrats are in love with terrorists, and they mourn him more than they mourn the Gold Star families that have died. And
remind me, which party's representative president actively mocks Gold Star families and actual war heroes, and then legitimately pardons actual war criminals?
Yeah.
Well, my favorite part of this. Which one is that? My favorite part of this is Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth. Do you know her?
Mm-hmm.
She is a vet, and she replied to his comment saying, "I'm not going to dignify that with a response. I left parts of my body in Iraq fighting terrorists."
Yeah.
So the Democrats that love terrorists, and one of them is a veteran who literally lost both her, I think it was her legs.
And we had two veterans running like on the Democratic primary ticket. Like,
I'm curious if Doug Collins has any service.
Oh, guaranteed not.
And but at this point, like nothing, it doesn't matter. Like it doesn't matter that what they're saying isn't true. It's just meant to just be like it's all it's meant is to get the hell yeah brother reaction.
Even our local representative sends some of that like crazy ass bullshit via like his emails and stuff.
Well, he tells it like it is. He doesn't have a filter. He's blunt. God.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's true.
It doesn't matter if it's true.
And thanks to platforms like Facebook, it also doesn't matter if it's true because you can say whatever. You can actively lie in political ads.
So I did actually. Mark Zuckerberg literally said, didn't he, that we are not going to. It doesn't matter if it's a truth or a lie. We don't care.
Yeah.
They can do what they want. Have at it.
Have fun, guys. I did actually see, like, you know, I tell you occasionally, like, I'll get kind of bored, and I'm like, I wonder what kind of vile racist shit my biological father's put on Facebook lately.
Oh, no.
And I'll go on there. And so I did that the other day. Because sometimes
why
I get,
do you hate yourself,
he just
Jeff?
Gets bored.
Sometimes I get in those moods, man. I don't know.
That's why I go to live.
So yeah, I went to his Facebook page, and the top thing actually said like it said this had been removed by our Facebook fact checkers because most of this information is false.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was a video, like had caption and everything, like so it just had that removed, and I just giggled. Like, ha, that's kind of interesting. Yeah. I didn't know Facebook was actively getting in then.
Because that was just a post. That wasn't a paid advertisement.
Right. No, I know the paid advertisements can,
you can say whatever you want.
Oh, because you gave us money. Because
they're supposed to be filtering it, but...
No, they're not supposed to be filtering it.
I thought they said they had fact checkers for that, too.
Nope. They have fact checkers, but it's not going to stop anything. They will not stop a political ad that is just blatant lying.
Fantastic.
They are not going to intervene in that. They're not going to delete that.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. This is also the same company that, so it was announced yesterday that the parent company of College Humor is no longer going to fund College Humor. And so they just laid off like over 100 people that just lost their jobs. A big part of them losing money is because Facebook flat out lied about the number of video views that the video content on Facebook was getting, because they wanted to steal College Humor, and the same thing happened to Funny or Die. They wanted to steal them off of YouTube and have these big marquee comedy platforms for Facebook
just
video.
Facebook only, yeah.
So they just flat out lied, like, no, look at the number of views these videos are getting and things like that. They overinflated it. There was no market there for it, and now both of those companies went under.
Smart.
I thought you said this was going to be happy stuff, Jesse.
I didn't say that. Did you guys hear, going back to Trump for a second, did you guys hear the, because we haven't been able to talk about this in a real long time now, the situation about him and his golf course in 2019?
Which one?
Just the general thing that came out about it. Like, one of every 5 days of 2019, he spent at Mar-a-Lago.
I saw that they were refusing to release the amount of money spent to transport Secret Service.
Oh yeah,
back
because
and forth.
The statistic came out that he spent on average one out of every 5 days of 2019 at one of his own golf clubs, with Secret Service and everything else with him. His golf clubs that he owns charges a fee for that kind of security. So he basically funneled then taxpayer money for his security
But he's not. But he's not taking the salary.
Yeah, he donates his money. It reminds me of those the resorts he has, you know, in foreign places where the Secret Service and all the people, they refuel the jets at his places and they stay at his hotels, even though it's further away from where they're going than hotels that are there. And he's like, no, they just like the service. It has nothing to do with me because I'm president. They. Even though the money's going right back to him, it's really a sad situation.
Yeah, it was also the money for the fees for having the Secret Service at his own golf clubs was five times his what would have been, I guess, his presidential salary.
Jesus Christ.
And the president already makes $400K.
So this is completely off topic, but just stupid things. I have something that someone posted that is someone local. I don't want to say their names. I'm not going to say their names. But I even hesitate to read what they wrote. But it's so bafflingly dumb, I want to read it to you so you can tell me if I'm wrong.
Go for it.
Okay.
This will be fun.
So this is somebody, and I don't know this person. First off, I don't know this person. They may be the nicest person in the world. I don't know. They're a fan of wrestling.
All right.
That was in my limbo, and I finally decided to add them. I was like, you know what? They've been in my limbo forever. Whatever. I need to network more when it comes to wrestling. I'm not good at this. So I added him. And then the first thing that pops up from his account was this.
So you're immediately going to quote their profile to shame them.
I've already deleted them too.
Okay.
Good.
Because listen to it and tell me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
If you are the one that wrote this and I'm completely out of line by reading this and you let me know. You message me, we'll talk. I'll apologize on the air. He says, "I'm not racist."
Oh, I always love how this starts.
"I'm not a woman beater."
Oh, God.
And then there's sad face emoticon and then two crying emoticons. "I got family and friends and homies who are mixed and black. I respect them like sisters and brothers, but I apologize to the people I work with and my friends and family out there for saying the word with an A at the end of it. But anyways, I promise I'm not racist. I even cried when I said it. If I was racist, I wouldn't have shook their hands or say what's up, but I'm not racist. I shake their hands. I play basketball with them. Yeah, I'm white. I am a bum, but I respect blacks. Black lives matter." So am I wrong? And just it makes me feel itchy.
I also don't understand. So he says the N-word.
The justification is he plays basketball with them
with the soft A, and he cries after he says it.
I'm assuming it happened once, maybe.
I don't understand.
You don't want
it.
To live on this planet anymore. So just say it.
We'll just move past it.
Just say it.
No.
Just say you don't want to live on this planet anymore.
It's fine. We're just gonna let's please move past it.
I'm moving past it. I'm done with it. Let's talk about Derek Savage.
Instead of Derek Savage. Let's talk about something way happier.
You know what else he did though?
Oh god.
I didn't tell you this part.
God damn it.
This is allegedly.
God
and I'm gonna put
it.
A hard A on it. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
When he went after one of these websites for posting the negative reviews about him, he then allegedly impersonated a law firm and messaged the guy saying, "We're going after you legally. I've got your address and all this. We're filing charges tomorrow. Unless you take all this stuff down, we're going to go forward with litigation, et cetera. We've already contacted these other people that you have made videos about. They're joining us in this lawsuit, and we're going to come down on you." So the guy that he went after ended up getting in contact with these other people that this lawyer had said was joining in with them, and they flat out said, "We have no idea who they are. We have no idea who Derek Savage is. We have no idea what you're talking about.
And we don't know who you are."
Yeah. So about that time, once he messaged back and said, "I don't think you're real law firm," et cetera, et cetera, Derek Savage ended up messaging the guy again. I'm like, "Look, let's just put all this behind us. I'm willing to work on this if you are."
Oh, what a piece of shit.
I do love talking about Daddy Derek, but I'm willing to give you the floor to something that says
so
is much happier.
I have an important topic.
God.
Just real quick.
Damn it.
Nacho fries are coming back at the end of the month.
Why the fuck do people care about nacho fries?
Because they're delicious, you savage. Derek Savage.
Just take a drink and enjoy this.
They're okay.
They're wonderful. Take a drink, Calvin.
Do you have a beer?
No, just a drink. It doesn't need a
beer. Damn, Tanner. This is a non-alcoholic show.
After today.
Which, by the way, Tanner threw all of you under the bus.
That sounds about right. What do you
mean?
Probably. When I accused him of being the only person that's ever brought alcohol to the show, he specifically said, "No, Asa has, Jesse has." And I'm like, when?
No, that's not true.
No, no one has brought alcohol to the show but you, Tanner.
I've never even brought alcohol into the store.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I don't know where he was getting that from.
Like
Tanner brought moonshine once. I mean, it was watered down. But
yeah, the mm-hmm. time that Tanner brought the moonshine stuff, which wasn't really moonshine. It was like that stuff that you buy at the grocery store that says moonshine on it. It was a very sweet, tasty beverage.
Yeah.
And he made all of us try it. I say made. All of us agreed to try it.
You also said tasty.
It wasn't.
No, because it's not real moonshine.
I was about to say, compare that to moonshine. Mm.
I've never had. Who here has actually had moonshine?
Everybody had. Yeah. I've had the watered, basically the not as watered down as that, but the watered down version that's just made with Everclear. I haven't had actual like moonshine.
It's the equivalent of saying that you're a cigar aficionado because you like Swisher Sweets. is what that moonshine is.
Yeah, the moonshine. Yeah, the Tanner brought
well,
in.
Well, so if we have brought alcohol to the show and we've drank on the shows, then Tanner would have no problem submitting the link to those episodes,
right,
to us, so we can go back and correct ourselves. Because I don't remember ever doing it.
Right.
I distinctly had to talk people out of bringing alcohol to your surprise birthday party here.
Because there were a couple of people that there was one person in particular because I remembered this. Yeah, there's one person in particular that was adamant about bringing some beer and like, and not in like, you know, he didn't want everybody to get wasted and everything, but yeah, I remember like we were talking to him about it. I was like, no, that Shannon would not like this.
Yeah, say like if it's like, Shannon's birthday party, do you know Shannon?
That's what that's what I told him. I was just like, this party is not for you. Like, yes, you want to have a good time, but like, Shannon doesn't drink. Shannon doesn't enjoy being around it. This is his birthday party. You can go one night without it.
Which, by the way, I almost didn't come to because I think it was Allie's like, I left my thing there and I was like, well, just call and tell him to put it back for you. And like, no, we have to go get it though. Do you need it right now? Yes. Why?
Shut up and get in the car.
Yeah. She was just very, no, we have to go get it now.
That's pretty funny.
Damn. Asa. Oh, you already said it was the nacho fries.
Yeah. Yeah. Nacho fries. Like, cause nacho.
The best thing to happen to me.
I feel like of everyone here, if I think Calvin, I'm going to volunteer you that you've probably had the most varied drinking, but I don't know. Jesse is also a connoisseur. Jesse's an alcohol connoisseur.
There was a period of time, like late college and a few years like after college, where I drank a lot.
Yeah, but I feel like he's had more variety.
Because Calvin and I have never compared notes. I have tried absinthe.
Okay. That's probably, well, there's some other really weird like beers that I've tried, but that's probably the weirdest liquor.
Have you guys ever tried whiskey? That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I still remember the time. I think it was me, Lindsay, Bob, and Katie maybe. We walked to...
Subtract Lindsay, add Jesse. I know this story.
Yes. Like I said, me, Jesse, Bob, and Katie went to the store, and we walked through because it was like snow.
We went to Schnucks.
Yeah, you couldn't drive because of the snow and ice, so we literally walked to Schnucks from my old place, mm-hmm. and I bought, was it whiskey or vodka? I think it was whiskey. And I just put it in a flask and just drank it on the way home.
He bought two of those, like the little bitty
sample bottles.
He poured it in a flask and drank it on the way home.
Because we went for Christmas. Because
mm-hmm. we walked
I wanted to drink from it.
The apartment complex to IHOP. And we got lunch at IHOP, and then we walked over to Schnucks to get like snacks and drinks and stuff, and then we walked all the way back to the apartment complex.
Because we were shocked that IHOP was open.
We were, because legitimately
was shut down.
Yeah, because that was one of the few times like we got like 7 inches of snow or something ridiculous like that. Like it
your
was mood nuts.
Climate changers.
You know why it was open? They just didn't allow the people who worked the night shift when it started to snow to leave. They're like, just like, yeah, no one else is making it in, so guess who's getting a surprise? Triple.
Well, IHOP's not open 24 hours here.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We walked in and we're like, man, sorry,
in
you guys
other
gotta
places,
be here.
You're probably right. Yeah. That happens. But here, like, it's not 24 hours.
I distinctly remember, though, it might have been that same snowstorm because it was when, no, it was after this because it was when Stacy and I had the house down off of, over by Snake Hill.
Mm.
And it was, like it had snowed, it had iced. I'm at the bottom of Snake Hill. Like, I ain't mm-hmm. getting up there. Like, I'm not going to be able to make it to Red Lobster. And I called every 5 minutes for an hour, starting at 9 o'clock, because I had an 11 o'clock shift. And it was just like, hey, you know, I'm trying to figure out, like, are we opening? Are we going to open? No answer at all, anytime. And legit, every 5 minutes on the 5 minutes for an hour. No one answered, so I was like, okay, no one's there.
That's a close.
I'm not, we're not opening. And there was, at the time, now they have like an online portal, so like they can send out like announcements via that, but we didn't have that at this point.
Right.
Or we had a version of it, but nothing that advanced.
Sophisticated.
So I'm like, sweet, snow day, I'm staying home. At like 11:45, I get a call, and it's my manager. And I'm like, he was such a good dude. Like, I genuinely miss working with him. Like, he was awesome. But he had to do manager stuff. So, you know, you're a cop. It's lame. Like, you got to do your manager stuff. I get that. But at the same time, like, brah, come on, you know. So he calls. He's like, hey, Asa, just, you know, want to see if you're going to make it in for your 11 o'clock shift. You know, you're running kind of late. And I told him, I was like, hey, so I called 50 times. No one ever answered. I assumed we were closed. There's no way I'm making it in. You're putting me in kind of a rough spot because, you know, we sent people over to the hotels to tell them that we're open and, you know, we're going to get a lot of people walking over. And it was like, I'm sorry, but my safety is worth more than that. Hmm. All right. Well,
what if we throw in some free cheddar biscuits?
Nope, you're already out. There were so many times they tried to start, like, I think the general manager who's there now was the one who started it. Like, but it actually kind of stuck of just like, you have to pay for biscuits. Like, if you're working a double shift, you don't get a chance to actually order food and sit down and eat. Like, you're on your feet for 12 hours. Thank you, Broadway.
Hey, Broadway.
That's cool. Like, doesn't matter if you grab a biscuit to just like put some sort of calories in your body.
Mm.
You were expected to pay, or you just were flat out not allowed. You would get written up for it. And everyone was just like, this is dumb.
That's some bullshit.
We're not going to do that.
That is some bullshit.
They give that shit away for free.
They do. Like, you come in the restaurant, you just get that.
I could just go in, sit down, and act like I'm going to order, get my free shit, and leave. You can't.
Yeah, but
that.
you have to act like you're going to order. Because right, if you were to sit, there is a button in the computer that if you were to sit down and say, I just want a water and like a biscuit and biscuits, they will charge you.
Because that's also like, you can go in and just buy like a six pack or whatever of cheddar biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Because Carrie used to bring those to me at work all the time. That was awesome.
Because
she would just stop in, like, because it's like $2 or something like that for like six of them.
I bribed the GameStop employees here with biscuits for them to get me a Switch when the Switch was still really hard to find.
You say the GameStop employees here. You mean me and Jesse? Or
no, the ones in Cape.
Okay,
I'm not going to name names because
you don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Yeah, I'm not going to get anybody.
Well, don't
in trouble.
Worry, they aren't here long anyway.
They at least through February because that's when my figures come in.
I will say no names, obviously, because again, we genuinely like the people that work over there.
Yeah, and they were legit. They were super helpful, but it was because I told them I was like, yeah, I'm trying to get my hands on a Switch. I didn't know when. Like one of the 1-800 like corporate numbers actually told me when their deliveries came in and when to try there. So I went and I was like, hey, I know this is what's coming in. Is there any, but I had to work or something. There was some reason I couldn't get there. So I brought in biscuits and I'd gone in a couple other times to kind of endear myself to them, to make them think I was a regular customer. I went in that afternoon and the guy who was working was just like, man, I couldn't hold it. Someone came in, we had it for you, but they asked and we can't say no, which is correct. Like, it wasn't a pre—I didn't— they it was when you couldn't pre-order it. Like, it wasn't pre-ordered. I didn't have money down on it. They were just doing me a solid. But if someone came in and said, hey, do you have this? We have to say yes. That is good. Like, I am not upset at all. But he's like, but let me call Sykeston because I know they got two, and I can see if they sold that one. So they actually called down to the manager at Sykeston. I think you helped me get in contact with them, too. Because I called.
It's still the same guy, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
Because they called and asked.
Poor bastard.
They called and asked if he had one still. He told them yes. And I was like, but it was the same thing of like, we can't tell him to not sell it if someone asks for it. But, you know, I'm like, I'm already on the interstate. It's cool. So I text Shane and I was like, hey, like the guy in Sykeston has one. I'm going to go try and grab it. And so you called him and was like, hey, do me a solid.
Good God.
Because they're. At least the administration in Sykeston used to be like a while back. They were less toe of the company line.
I'm pretty sure they still are, which is surprising that he's still there. Like, because if we ever, I won't turn this to a GameStop episode, I'm fine with that because what are they going to do to us? litigation.
I can't sue us for saying anything that's not true.
Like, there was like,
or say anything that's not wrong.
Yeah, it's funny that they're like, we can't hold it in case somebody else wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were other times when people had pre-ordered stuff that we were supposed to hold that we were told to sell. And if
we'll get more copies,
we'll get more tomorrow. Well, what if they come in tonight? He probably won't. Oh,
yeah, because we were told to start moving. Like, that happened a few times where we were told, like, if you've got inventory, move it. Like, yeah, you're supposed to be getting, you're supposed to get in more, like, you know, in the next couple of days. So, yeah, if those people come in, like, you know, cool. But, yeah, like, sell it if you need to. Like, but
no, like, that's
guaranteed to be here.
It's, man.
Because you used to have to, like, the reason you pre-ordered games used to was to make sure that you actually had a copy.
Yeah.
Because there was a legitimate chance that if you went to buy a new release on the day it came out, they you would be sold out.
And it depends on the game, too. Because this, it sounds like this is something that we did to customers, which we did, but it also happened to employees.
Mm-hmm.
Because I pre-ordered the new Dynasty Warriors game, and I went to go pick it up the day after it came out, they sold my copy. And I worked there.
Right.
And they were like, well, we'll get another one in, you know, since you have a pre-order. And I'm like, that doesn't fucking matter. I pre-ordered the game and I fucking work here and you sold my copy?
Today's my day off to be able to actually play it.
Right. Like, oh, I'm so pissed.
And when they told, like, whenever I was ASN there, they would tell us, employee copies sell to customers that come in. Like,
yeah, because they don't mind. They're employees.
Yeah, you guys can wait on your copy. And I was like, fuck you. I've already bought it.
Like, you want to toe the corporate line, right?
Do we?
My shift started and rang myself up.
Yeah, I was like, no, I ain't about that shit. No, I would get fired for that. Oh, several people did.
Other people, you had Shannon ring you up.
Or, yeah, somebody else. That was one of those things. That it was always really annoying. Like, whenever they would tell us to move through product, or, like, we got shorted. So, you know, employees were expected to be, you know, last served. Like if we ever got shorted, like we had 5 pre-orders, we only got 4 copies in. One of those is an employee. Guess who's not getting one?
Yeah.
Except, or at least you have to wait until it gets shipped to you.
Except when I was there, because, you know, fuck that.
Yeah, no, I was like, I'm here, I pre-ordered it, I'm taking it.
I know this is an unpopular opinion, but I kind of get that. Because it's more about, like, you know, you want the customer service, and, like, if there was a way that they could actually spin that, like, to the customer as, like, going above and beyond, like, that's like, great goodwill.
I gave up my copy, you know, I was supposed to have it pre-ordered, but I said, no, I want to make sure you get your copy first so I can wait on mine. It's not a big deal. Is what you should say.
Yeah, no, that's what they expect us to say.
It was... I really wanted to play this today.
Yeah. Oh, no. Like,
I've been looking forward to this game.
You little shit.
I would be so annoyed, but at the same time, like, I kind of get that.
No, that's one, like, I do understand, like, that particular perspective, but at the same time, like, nah.
more so, it was the, and the one that will always get me, because it's like, they don't deny it, I don't think, but how can they get away with it, of opening new copies, playing them, and then reselling them as new?
Because there was one time where, like, I had already, like, I had already bought it, taken home, and had played it, and they wanted me to return it. I was like, no.
There was a time
because, like, we were short on copies, we needed another copy, and they're like, well, if you already opened it, because it came over like a conference call.
Okay.
They were talking about, like, you know, we've been shorted on this, we're supposed to get more soon. So, like, employees can't buy any, and there was a few of them, like, well, we already did. It's like, well, you need to return them.
Yeah, it's because, super scummy.
Oh, yeah, because GameStop policy straight up, like Shannon and I have talked about this several times before, they check out new games and play them.
Yeah.
And then reseal them and sell them as new.
Which is just ridiculous.
And
that's
it's
just
one
goddamn
of the,
ridiculous.
Yeah, Shannon and I were threatened with our jobs if we didn't do that.
Do you remember back in the old days when you got threatened for that? Because, like, reading all this shit now and just hearing about all the stories about how, like, now Camelot 331, I think, on YouTube is a good place to check out. Not all this stuff apparently is true. Some of it is. GameStop is fully aware of him, and they legitimately hate him, and they're trying to stop him. Because GameStop employees email him constantly of, like, this is the new bullshit we have to deal with. They have so many things that they could get fired over at this point, including they have that new $5 tier program or whatever, you know, the $20 for...
You get a $5 coupon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw this... I don't know how I want to word this, because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. They're apparently told to only mention the $20 tier. You're not allowed to mention the $15 unless they absolutely do not want the $20, but you can't even mention it to start with. And if I was a customer and someone had pitched it to me, theoretically, they would have done that to me, if you know what I mean. They didn't mention the $15 at first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And once you get past that, apparently they're being told to just sign customers up anyway. for like, I don't know if there's a free option or whatever.
Yeah,
or
there's just, yeah. There's always been since the creation of the Power Up Rewards.
Right.
There's been a free card. And yeah, like they were supposed to,
and people would decline it.
Yeah,
like and we said whatever, cool.
Yeah, we got the free points card. Like all I need is your email address, and they're like, ooh, which fair, like that's fine.
Because I don't want you not only filling up my inbox with stuff from you that I don't want, but Lord
all
knows
your partners,
who else, all yeah. of the, oh, yeah. what other businesses are I'm gonna start getting.
Yeah, because yeah. I don't know what site I went to or what I filled out to get some of the emails I get, but how do they know? Like I saw one today that was like, she doesn't deserve your limp performance, and I'm like, how?
Like, who told you?
Who? Like, because it's not like I'm looking up like limp dick porn to make myself feel better. You know, I look up tiny dick porn for that.
God damn.
And sometimes they're as small as like a pinky.
The and the fuck? Brain?
You know? Well, the turban.
It's not a turban. It's actually a helmet designed to cover his giant brain.
Let's go through my emails real quick. Jesse, you go on real quick. I want to share my fun with you.
Mojo Jojo? Is that who you're talking about?
The
right?
terrorist. Yeah. Oh,
okay. He's not a terrorist. Well, okay.
No, he is a terrorist.
Technically speaking, he is a supervillain.
He's definition terrorist.
He is clearly a terrorist descent.
But that's not what Shannon was talking about when he says that.
Shannon was talking. Okay, I see what Shannon was talking about. Yeah. Anyway, what the fuck were we talking about before that? Huh? No, I haven't read 86 yet.
Are you at 85?
I've read 85.
Okay. What is it? Rocksteady. Who is it?
No, it's WB Montreal.
They got a new game.
Well, allegedly.
Sorta. Eventually we'll find out about it. Well, the thing I wanted to talk about, X-Men New Mutants, the trailer.
So
you and I actually haven't talked about that yet.
I just need to mention, here's what's in my emails, and I don't know why. Doctors can't
Jesse,
explain
but his,
why
but
this,
his emails, Jesse.
But his emails.
This spice fixes toenail fungus. I don't have that.
See, I remember as a 10-year-old boy with an email address, I frequently got those kind of emails about, like, dick ain't working.
Oh yeah, no, it's right here.
I'm just like, but
this is
what?
I mean, no, I pee. It's fine.
The person that sent this is hardness issues. She doesn't deserve your limp performance. She deserves a harder performance. The one below that is it just the name of the person is thyroid weight gain with a question mark. Is your thyroid damaged? That could be why you're fat.
Yeah. See, I got all these same emails.
Are you
a 10-year-old?
Are you in your are you in your spam folder right now?
No, I'm in my, yeah. Because
there
my regular inbox, well, you know, they've gotten a lot better about getting rid of all those spam ones. Although some of them still sneak through. Like Congressman Jason Smith wants to know if I support president's decision to protect Americans.
That should be spam.
And like,
I always open those though, because Congressman Jason Smith, like I've also written him several times. He doesn't like me. But I always open up the emails because occasionally I have a poll in there.
That's what he's asking right here.
Yeah. And yeah. It's always the stupid, just like,
oh, it's the stupidest fucking questions. But I'll make sure that I get like, I throw in like 300 extra entries on that, on whatever like I support.
Well, I just want to reply to
it's
Congressman.
Not like his system is sophisticated.
U.S. Congressman Jason Smith, who says, like me, do you support President Trump's decision to eliminate a known terrorist leader who is actively developing plans to strike U.S. personnel and service members? Not really, because it's just started a whole hellfire, and seems like it might have been illegal. I don't know. It just seems really shitty. When even the Republicans, fucking Rand Paul, when Rand Paul comes out of a conference and starts bashing President Trump's decision, that was probably a bad decision. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that man is a jellyfish. He is Derek Savage level of shit.
God damn. Anyway,
that's why he didn't respond to your tweet. He heard the podcast. He knows what you said about
him. I don't want Derek Savage to know that we talk about him like this. I don't want him to know that
then
I have
stop talking about him so much.
Well, you know, he also likes to hear his name out there. Calvin, have I shown you Cool Cat?
Yes. Jesus Christ.
You've shown everybody yes. that like you could get to the standstill for 5 minutes.
Would you guys like to come over tonight and watch Cool Cat?
No, I can't.
No.
Saves the kids?
I got stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. I have to wash my hair.
Son of a bitch.
Laundry.
Oh, anyway, New Mutants.
What'd you think of that trailer?
I loved it.
Same.
I know that it's going to be bad, probably, because this is this is kind of the last X-Men movie.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not an X-Men movie, it's kind of an X-Men movie.
Yeah.
And you remember how Dark Phoenix went? I still haven't watched it. I've got it on the 4K.
Yeah, we've been talking about it on Nerd Up. Like I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm the only person in the group that's watched it.
Wait, could you tell me what happened? And I tapped out.
Yeah, because it's real dumb.
We need to do like a viewing party or something then.
For Dark Phoenix?
Yeah.
I am legitimately, have you seen the trailer for New Mutants?
I have not.
It is a, it's a superhero horror film. And like they use some really good horror tricks in it. Like they have Nightmare on Elm Street.
People coming through the walls.
People going through the walls, oppressed against it and stuff.
This is Mutyween.
And like I'm trying to explain to Allie, or maybe it was Lindsay, who they are, because they're not really super well-known heroes, at least for Lindsay and Allie.
Yeah, I mean, the New Mutants are pretty obscure.
Yeah, well, like everyone knows magic.
Yeah,
I think. Like, everyone knows magic.
Basically, everybody knows Ileana Rasputin.
Magic is the most well-known, but I would not say everyone knows magic.
I would agree with that.
Because the last time,
was never in the 90s X-Men, and that's like the beginning and end of a lot of people's knowledge.
That period of time, I'm pretty sure, was when she was dead, because I remember her funeral in a comic. Ileana Rasputin was dead. That was the plot. I never knew when she came back as magic.
I mean, she went to limbo.
We all go to limbo except for the, especially the uncircumcised babies or something. I don't know how it goes. Unbaptized babies. They go to limbo.
There you go.
Circumcised.
I don't know. But I know Wolfsbane is in it.
Yes.
Cannonball.
Yes.
Others.
Sunspot. And Danny Moonstar. Yeah. I'm trying to think of Mirage, I think, was her first.
No, I think it looks cool. I think it looks really good. I'm excited for it. I thought they were going to put it on Disney Plus, though. That was the rumor, was they were going to put it on Disney Plus as exclusive. Plus. Yeah, because it's been delayed for so long at this point that, like, what's her name, Maisie Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's done at least 3 nude scenes and died 12 times. I don't remember this Game of Thrones shit. She did a nude scene and everyone got pissed about it or something.
She did, like, an almost nude scene. Like, she had a little bit of side boob going on.
And butt a little bit. And
she did have a little bit of butt.
And everyone was pissed off because they're like, no, I watched her grow up. She doesn't have the right to get naked.
No, you say everybody was pissed off.
Well, some people were pissed off.
I think like a lot of it was just like, because I remember
the Google trending.
Well, the Google trending was like, wait, how old is she? Because she, like, even now she still looks like she's one of those kind of people that she'll look like she's 15
forever
until she's 35.
Yeah.
And so the Google search trending was like how old, like Ace or Maisie Williams age. Or like different variations on that, Arya Stark, et cetera, et cetera.
Because you absolutely had the people who were like the Billie Eilish countdown. The 18th birthday countdown. So it's like, all right, as long as I watch this for 3 hours, the second that she turns 18, I'm not creepy anymore. Woo!
Hey, who are you talking to? I grew up in the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen era.
And there were magazines that were printing the countdown clock.
Yeah. It's just
fucked up.
Apparently no one knew that, was it Emily or Elizabeth, was right there the whole time.
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth.
The best Olsen. Yeah.
She was the younger one, I think. Was she? Like, she's the younger sister to the Olsen twins.
Is she? I thought she was the older one.
Elizabeth, I'm pretty sure.
I don't even know anymore. I really don't.
I'm pretty sure she's younger.
Yeah,
but
I'll
find out.
I never liked the Olsen.
I wasn't crazy about the New Mutants trailer. Like, I rewatched it, and it's just like, one, it felt like it was super dark. Like, not, like, tone.
Elizabeth Olsen is younger than the Olsen twins.
Like, not...
And prettier.
Not tone-wise, but it's just, like...
Physically, like visually
like it was,
dark.
I felt like I had to turn up, like I couldn't turn the brightness up on my phone anymore. And it was just like, I don't understand. I can't see anything that's happening. And like one of the scenes that I think was supposed to be a scare of just like the door turning black.
Super black.
For like a minute of just like, okay, yes, it is turning. Okay, it's continuing. Now it's totally black. We're still here. Why is this taking so long? It was the Jim Carrey bit on the Sonic trailer.
Actually, I actually have no idea what you were talking about.
There's a part where they're walking down and she looks at a door and the door starts to get like it starts to turn black.
It starts to like decay and char.
And
then
it goes full black where like the screen is literally just black for like 10 seconds.
It takes way too long. And because I was the entire time I was waiting for like a figure or a
jump scare
or a jump scare or something and it just never came and then they just moved on.
Yeah.
And it was the Jim Carrey thing of just like, yes, sir. Happy to have a minute. And it's just like, okay, we're still here. Like, why? I don't know. I'll probably end up seeing it. Like, and I'll probably, which is weird because I said, we have established, I still haven't seen Last Phoenix.
Last Phoenix.
Wasn't that what it's called?
No. Last Phoenix. I gave you my heart.
What the fuck? That's where you go with that?
Yes, focus on the thing Shannon said.
My favorite part about this is, Calvin, are you an X-Men fan at all? Well, of course,
the old
Gambit.
School,
yeah. Do you know who the bad guy is in this movie? The antagonist.
Because
I didn't.
The hospital.
No, the main antagonist is a character called Demon Bear.
That's not the main antagonist.
That's what I was reading.
It's not the main antagonist.
That's
Demon
something.
Bear is just a...
Demon Bear is no one.
Because I'm pretty sure that's something that Ileana has to react to. But yeah, I think it's still supposed to be the hospital.
The shittiest thing is that
I don't know how they're going to do it. They might make Demon Bear the main antagonist.
Real quick, Demon Bear!
Because the point that I was trying to bring up on Nerd Up and I couldn't put into words because I didn't really think of it, I just remembered. I think the reason that I'm not excited for this is because, yes, it takes place within the universe of the X-Men, but because it isn't an X-Men movie, it's hard for me to really get excited for it because the mutants are fine as a storytelling device. And, as characters, they can be interesting. I don't have a particular, attachment to the cast of the new... Or to the New Mutants team, unquote. But, the fact that there is no real connection, there is no overarching thing that makes it X-Men...
Magic.
...is weird. No, but, what I mean is, there isn't... There aren't a team. This has nothing to do with Professor Xavier. This is just a story
it's
about
a horror movie
a
with
terrible
mutants.
Thing happening to a bunch of mutants.
Yeah, okay.
And for whatever reason, my brain doesn't have
plus
the X-Men connection to that, so I'm just like,
and there never
I don't
will
care.
Be.
Yeah.
And there never will be because this is the Fox universe, which is now dead, basically.
Because obviously they do eventually become a team, the New Mutants.
Right.
But
probably not in this movie. And they're not going to make a sequel.
No, yeah, because I think this is the last thing we're going to see from X-Men, as Fox had it.
What upsets me is that Antonio Banderas filmed for an unknown role, right, in the end, which is awesome, because I fucking love Antonio Banderas.
Oh, that
Banderas.
Means, yeah, we're going to get a a cameo, a sneak for next time.
Well, except for who they cut out of the movie to put Antonio Banderas in it. Do you remember this?
No.
Do you remember?
No.
I fucking shit you not. This is the thing that pisses me off the most. Originally, John Hamm was in the movie in the end. As Mr. Sinister.
I actually was just about to say Mr. Sinister.
And they cut it. And instead they put Antonio Banderas in an unknown role.
See, because I was going to actually... So I was going to think it's because at the end of Apocalypse, we got the... I'm blanking on the
Essex.
Essex. Yeah. We got the Essex Corp reveal. It was ooh, sweet. I haven't seen Last Phoenix, so I don't know what the... I haven't seen Dark Phoenix, so I don't know if they do anything to expand on that.
You should
have
just gone one deeper and called it Final Phoenix or something.
Stop it. Final Phoenix. Jesus Christ.
White Hot Room.
So, when you're okay, Antonio Banderas, that's an interesting casting choice for Mr. Sinister, because I could see them wanting to make a connection between New Mutants and this,
So, I would still be fine with Antonio Banderas as Mr. Sinister, because Antonio Banderas is badass.
Yeah, it just seems like they're probably not going to put Antonio Banderas as Mr. Sinister.
No, because who would be a better Mr. Sinister than John Hamm?
God damn, that's perfect.
Because now I'm thinking, that is almost Christian Bale as Dario Agger level of casting. Have I told you about our Lord and Savior Christian Bale needs to
as
actually
Batman.
Be Dario Agger?
I don't know who Dario Agger is.
He is the president of Roxxon, which is a fictional oil company, that he is a total piece of shit. He is absolute human garbage. And essentially, he's American Psycho, except he turns into a Minotaur sometimes.
Because, he is a Minotaur.
What fucking fever dream are you having? What are we talking about?
Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Okay.
Christian Bale has been allegedly cast as in an unknown role.
Okay.
And so everybody's debating, who he's supposed to be playing.
And
the correct answer is, when Jesse pointed it out, is Dario Agger.
Which is cool.
Because he is just this sleazeball, corporate... piece of shit.
Yeah, basically, he's a Minotaur that's made it to Midgard and set himself up as a successful billionaire.
Which is really cool, but it's not as cool as John Hamm as Mr. Sinister.
Oh, no.
Because I never thought... Well, I never thought
you
we
don't
get,
know Dario Agger.
I would say I never thought we'd get Dario Agger in a movie, but I also know so little about Thor that it's ridiculous. But what I do know is X-Men. And saying Mr. Sinister is in this movie, to me, would almost be like, yeah, here they put Omega Red in this. What?
I'm trying to...
Omega Red?
I'm holding on to hope, because Mr. Sinister is one of my favorite X-Men mutants.
He's so badass looking.
I wish I understood his, motivations and stuff better.
Or powers.
For Hoxbox. Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah.
Why is it Cyclops can just blow holes through him constantly? But
he's okay.
I don't...
He just regenerates.
He's like...
He's also got a
one?
Shitload of clones of himself.
And Cyclops was the only one that could hurt him, wasn't it? At least in the 90s cartoon. cartoon.
And
he couldn't even kill him. He would just shoot him with his beams, and it would damage him to the point that he would, like, backtrack.
Yeah, he'd have to run
I
away.
Mean, that sounds about right.
I mean,
but no, he's the big part of, like, his whole thing, like, is, like, dealing with mutant genetics and stuff like that.
Yeah. He's a crazy scientist who just looks badass.
Yeah. And John Hamm as him would be incredible. And maybe it's one of those things where it's like, hey, you know, for all of the garbage X-Men content that Fox crapped out over the years, they got some things right.
They did.
Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, killer choice. We're going to keep that going.
Sure.
Oh, you had plans to put John Hamm as Mr. Sinister? We can pencil that in because, like...
Is Patrick Stewart too old to play Xavier still?
No.
No, he looks dead. You know?
He looks even more like the role.
Because, like, Mr. Sinister could almost be your gateway into the mutants. Of just, like, okay, mutants have always been this, like, latent thing, you know, and then... You have this, like, psychopath who is, like, kidnapping them and just stealing their genetic makeup to...
To give it to Deadpool, so he has all the powers.
Well, to give it to himself, because he's... God.
Remember, in X-Men Origins.
Yeah,
no, well, in Origins, when Deadpool had all the powers.
Yeah, yeah, X-Men Origins, Wolverine. Yeah, we're here. We all remember.
That was 1, 2, 3... How many movies before Last Phoenix?
Oh, fuck. That was the worst X-Men movie other than the rest of them. I don't know. We know we're not going to get another X-Men movie till what, like 2028?
It's going to be a while.
It's going to be a while.
Fuck that, and man. Come on.
And it's the same thing, like, you brought up the WB Montreal, like, Batman, like, them constantly teasing their new Batman game that they just won't fucking announce or tell us anything about. I'm fine with waiting for an X-Men movie because I know the MCU, like Kevin Feige, they're going to do it correctly.
Well.
I just need them to tell me how they're doing it. Like, so, just be like, hey, and I'm the guy who hates spoilers and, like, oh, no, you shouldn't have shown Spider-Man in the trailer for Captain America Civil War. But, like, just tell me, it's like, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what's going to happen. Cool. Then that'll hold me over, and I am excited, sir, to see what you have coming.
I guess I'm the only one that, like, and I know I am, before you guys go, yes, you are. I'm the only one that's just not completely in love with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the way their tone is for most of their films, because it all feels very similar. It's almost like Pixar, where every time I go into a Pixar movie, it feels so similar all the time. And all the Marvel movies are like that. I want something different for the X-Men, which is why I like New Mutants, because it looks different. And I think the X-Men movies were okay. The first X-Men movie was okay. The second one was great. The third one was terrible. But then the Wolverine was good. Logan was great. Days of Future Past was good. First Class was amazing. Mm. So, I mean, like, they got a lot right. And it felt different than the Marvel Universe movies. It didn't have the same quirky humor. Like, it's just different. Mm-hmm. I don't want the X-Men to just turn into the Avengers. I don't want that. I want the X-Men to have their own personality. And I'm afraid under the same, you know, same brainchild as everything else, it's just going to feel too similar, but with different powers.
I think Eternals is going to be the first real test of that. Like, the first real gauge. Because Eternals is real weird.
Because even Guardians of the Galaxy was... Very similar in tone, just that jokey,
they kind
quirky.
Of merge them too.
What's that?
Guardians and
oh, in the Marvel universe, yeah, because Guardians were like special at first, and then because
basically nobody knew about like the Guardians of the Galaxy have had a pretty strong cult following for a while.
Because I didn't know shit about it. I knew Groot and Rocket Raccoon just because they were so iconic looking, kind of. But like, I had no idea who Star-Lord was. I definitely didn't know Gamora or Drax.
No. Like, I mean, I knew of these characters existing, but I had never read a Guardians of the Galaxy comic in my life.
Yeah.
So,
they also said they might do an R-rated Punisher movie with John Bernthal. They're
talking about doing, like, an R-rated something, but Disney's not talking about that.
Well,
like,
Disney's shut the fuck up.
Writers are talking, like,
Disney needs to get out of the way, go back to making more Mandalorian episodes, and be quiet. Baby Yoda's your cash cow, leave Marvel to us.
Yeah, but if you do more Mandalorian episodes, do more, like, first two, last two.
Yeah.
And then
do more. Skip,
get rid of the,
you know,
the monster.
Just
of the
time
week
jump
out all the rest.
Time jump 200 years in the future, where Baby Yoda's now adult Yoda, and he goes back in time, and becomes actual Yoda. And what if Baby Yoda is Yoda, and he time travels through the Force back to the past to guide Luke Skywalker?
I'm never doing you another fucking favor ever again. I'm not gonna show up on any of these shows.
But no, I do want to go back. Like, I definitely do disagree with you that all the Marvel movies are a similar tone.
I know. I, like, know you would.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that was out there, that I disagree.
I think that also the X-Men deal with a different, like...
set of issues.
Yeah. They're all personal rights and...
Oh yeah, no, it's because the whole thing started out with civil rights. Like, it was supposed to be an analogy to racism in America and all that good stuff.
And then, of course, the Holocaust and, you know, how and that kind of stuff. Which, as we've said before, is so far removed from that time period, you can't do it anymore.
Yeah, which I still really like. I mean, we talked about it several times before. I would really, really like to see Xavier and Magneto come in as...
African-American.
Yeah, that were involved in the civil rights movement.
Yeah, because imagine... so this scene, one of my favorite scenes in any comic book movie is that scene from the first X-Men where they're pulling Magneto as a child and they're pulling him away from his family and he's pulling the gates down because, you know, he's whatever. Imagine something like that, but set in the civil rights era and, you know, that time period where maybe they're burning a cross in his yard. They're dragging his family out and he's forced to watch. I mean, that would be super fucking painful, but so is the Holocaust, to be fair.
Yeah.
And I think the impact of him having to watch his parents be like murdered by racists would be a good catalyst. But I don't know. Is that too real? Like, would that be too much?
I mean, sure it's not any less real than the Holocaust.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I'm sure there are plenty of people.
Because it's like one of those things, like, this
but,
feels
but for
more...
for Americans, wouldn't it be more personal?
This feels more recent to you, I think, just because we're so far removed, like, our age group is so far removed
from the
Holocaust.
Yeah.
Versus, yeah, like, the Civil Rights Movement, which even that, we're still pretty far removed from, so maybe that's why this feels a little bit
but
more
But we
personal.
Still see racism every day as opposed to them just killing Jews for being Jews.
Well, and it's also not that far removed because, like, Anne Frank and Martin Luther King Jr. are the same age.
Wow, I never thought about that before.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They were born the same year as Barbara Walters.
Holy shit.
Well,
I guess that
makes still very much alive.
Because she was a kid, like, in the 40s then. Yeah, no, that would make sense.
Yeah, so I honestly think, like, when you say that they can't do the Holocaust allegory anymore, I disagree. I just don't think they can do it in the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we can't have a maybe 50, 60-something Magneto. He would need to be older and maybe even make him more kind of worn down. Like, I think it would be interesting if they brought in Xavier and Magneto still, but age them up, like make them appropriately aged. So now it's just like they're trying to instill everything that they had gone through on people that are, you know, our age and younger, who weren't there, who didn't actually see it firsthand.
That's what I loved about the new trilogy of X-Men movies, was because you got to see them in their younger days dealing with it as the same character. So you had Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart as Xavier and Magneto.
Yeah.
But then Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy in the younger days dealing with it. And the time travel, because you can set it during a different time period, makes it easier to, you know, like, you can then pass that character's wisdom on down the future, even though it was beforehand. I'm rambling. It's in my head. It's making sense.
No, I mean, I get what you're talking about. Like, it is easier for them to have, like, those, because it's important to their character. Like, especially Magneto. It's extremely important to who Magneto is.
Yeah, and I think it would
that
be
he survived the Holocaust.
If you saw them strictly as old, and, like, you're starting at the point where they're already old and they've worked through all this, I think it's different than actually being able to see them go through it at the time or dealing with it immediately afterwards.
Because, I mean,
this is why I love Michael Fassbender so much as Magneto.
Yeah.
God damn.
Johnny was so good.
Because, at this point, like, they would be so old that, like, they're definitely not going to be involved in any, like, fighting situations.
Well, Xavier would,
because
he could just use his brain.
I mean, Magneto's the same thing. Yeah. Like, his powers aren't... He was never a hand-to-hand guy.
It's true.
He doesn't have to.
He does
this and everything. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, like, they could still be imposing and everything, but they're not, like... But it's definitely approaching the age of, like, well, I don't know if they're really, like, walking anymore. Not that Xavier was, but...
Oh, Jesus Christ, I just got that.
We could...
It's not like they're walking anymore.
I mean, look at the comics now, though. Like,
yeah, no, now they just do not mention it.
Yeah, they don't mention the fact that, no, both of these guys are like 80 plus.
Yeah.
They're still just...
Well,
Magneto is still jacked as shit.
He will forever be. Like, that's one of those things, like, they can't...
mean, question mutant DNA? Like...
Well, actually, like, with the stuff that happened
yeah.
in House and Powers, like, it's like that's actually removed now. It's fine.
Yeah, they kind of did take away any need for any sort of like aging or anything like that, which is interesting, but also a little like I was a little annoyed by it because now Charles Xavier's like 20.
Yeah, like they're both.
We think he looked at because you don't see his.
They're
face.
Both kind of in their like whatever like the age they were when they were in their quote unquote prime.
That's the
which
the,
for Magneto is apparently
like,
you know 50.
45.
That's the hard part about doing a series that goes on for so long and gets so far removed from the timeline it was created in is you have to either
especially when it's based
do,
on actual historical
right,
events and stuff.
And you either constantly have to do period pieces or you have to change the time period they were in.
Yeah.
And they even did that shit like on The Simpsons where you can only tell. I mean, Marge and Homer were married with kids in, like, the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
it's now 2020.
So when they go back to when they first started dating, like, those episodes were in the 60s.
Right.
Now, it's like,
it's the
year was 1994. Grunge was taking the scene. Yeah. Like, Homer was in a grunge band. Like, that's an actual episode.
It is. They rewrote, they rewrite history. And it's really sad because, like, you're so attached. I'm attached to the origin stories.
Of, like, Homer as a hippie and stuff.
Of Homer growing up in the 70s and stuff. Yeah. And instead now, you know, you have to fast forward the time period just so it makes sense. And same thing with comics. Like, I love the X-Men of the 90s because it was that really perfect time period of the Holocaust.
You keep saying it's so weird.
And I keep meaning to say Holocaust, mm-hmm. and I keep fucking it up. And everyone being the right age for it. But now, 30 years later. Well, you know,
and, like, my
Jubilee's not even, like...
a vampire anymore. It's crazy.
Or...
my friend Keith...
She's a mutant again.
My friend Keith like comic books because it never had, like, when he reads a book or, like, is told a story, he wants there to be a beginning, you know, middle and end.
I agree
Whereas
with that.
Whereas you never, with comic books, you have specific story arcs that conclude, but, like, look at Spider-Man.
Oh.
Spider-Man.
Talk about some disjointed nonsense.
He
right
started
there.
At 16. He was 16 for 50 years. I think he's now finally like 25.
He's in his 30s now.
Is he in his 30s?
He's
okay.
in his 30s now.
Because he's like a college, like he's post college graduate. Like it's.
Yeah, he is currently like, since Otto Octavius came in, finished his PhD. Mm-hmm. So he was Dr. Parker.
That was nice.
Then a whole thing came out where it's like they accused him.
No, it was some super AI, like, was able to read a bunch of, like, it was able to scan, like, any student's papers and determine whether or not they plagiarized. So they were doing it was this revolutionary tech for schools across America. They wanted an example. It's like, and so Peter volunteered, or he got called up on stage. Like, I don't think, no, he didn't volunteer. They were just Dr. Parker.
It became a gotcha moment on stage.
Yeah, so they call up Dr. Parker, and they're like, all right, well, we put this in, and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, actually, judging by the wording the phrasing and other... other words, like, compared to other works that were already in the database, you stole this from the late Dr. Otto Octavius. You plagiarized it. So they, like, revoked his degree, and then that turned into a huge, like, that was a big part of the storyline coming
and,
out of...
And now he is actively trying to, like, he's gotten his reputation back a little bit, and Dr. Connors is now, like, he's got the lizard under control, and he
But this
is,
time for real.
Yeah, this definitely. he's an assistant professor to Doc Connors.
I hate comics. You know what I like about wrestling? They tell a lot of the similar stories with, like, storylines and stuff like that, but because they're real people and they age, the storylines have to change. You don't get, like...
You have to bring in new characters.
You can still tell a Triple H story now, but a Triple H story now is about 50-year-old Triple H. It's not, well, we have a newer version of Triple H. It's 20-year-old Triple H. It's just, you know, mm-hmm. it's a new arc. No. Because even with movies, you know, they'll recast eventually. They'll do another Captain America movie where he's young. And it won't be Chris Evans. Mm-hmm. It might not be for a long time, but there will be a new Captain America movie. Just like they'll reboot Spider-Man again.
Yeah, in our lifetime, we will see a new actor as Captain America.
Right. And that's kind of sad.
What if instead, so like, that Marvel completely, like, we're in a world where now Endgame has happened. We had Spider-Man Far From Home, but, like, no one knows what the next Marvel movie was going to be. Like, it's just they are super tight-lipped about it. They haven't announced it.
As
we
opposed
know,
to giving you, like, a diagram of
here
instead
of showing, like, here is the four movies coming out every year for the next 80 years. Instead, like, of that, what we get is it's just like, okay, the new Marvel trailer, the new announcement is coming out. The movie releases in 3 months. And they just start over with Iron Man 1 again.
Holy shit. They just reboot it all.
They just completely
reboot. With all new actors and everything.
But it's the exact same order of movies.
And it's the exact same movies. Yeah. It's just shot-for-shot remakes with different casts.
Zac Efron Ooh. As Iron Man. Well,
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that either.
You know, actually, okay.
Zac Efron could play pretty much any comic book character.
Yeah, no, because he's one of those people that you look at is like, you think about, like, you see these comic book characters, especially like the X-Men and stuff like that, and you're like, those are very unrealistic depictions of men. And then you look over at Zac Efron, you're like, oh, never mind.
So you're the one they base it on.
You know who Zac Efron would actually be fantastic?
Who's that?
Young Howard Stark. Give him a pencil mustache. And
Howard Stark was never ripped.
Yeah, I know, but just the face and just like
the face works, but
and
that's
also
just such
anybody,
a waste.
anybody who they cast in those movies was ripped.
Yeah,
like name a single unattractive person in a Marvel
unattractive
movie.
Unattractive and ripped are not necessarily.
Take even actors that normally aren't ripped. Mickey Rourke ripped. Kumail
Nanjiani, yeah,
ripped.
No, like, yeah, they, like if
you
they
gotta
need to,
get ripped.
If they need to be ripped for the part, then they're gonna be ripped.
Depending on the day, like catch me watching Guardians of the Galaxy, I might fuck Groot.
Yeah.
He would be tender. Like, that'd be great.
Well, have you seen, like, you might remember the in the original movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, there's a part where Groot lifts up some of the bark and he's got abs. on his tree body.
Oh, we gave you nothing.
Just the...
You gave silent. Me nothing, and I still appreciate
it. So the problem, but here's the problem with what he said, is because I still am not 100% sure if he's making that up.
He's making it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Groot had abs.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise
Maybe
me.
Maybe they were like acorns under the bark. You know. Anyway, hey, we gotta get out of here. We gotta call it a night.
Oh,
at
thank
some
God.
Point. Yeah, we're done stalling. Okay.
Real quick though, I want
son of a bitch.
I do actually want to do something. I that wasn't just a bit.
All right, before you do that. I want to say...
Now I'm thinking...
You know what I'm going to do this weekend?
What's that?
I am going to go see the movie Underwater, and I encourage everyone else to, too, because I think that movie looks awesome. You know what that is?
No.
It is a sci-fi horror movie about Kristen Stewart and a team who are at, like, the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, I have seen that. Fuck you, fuck that.
Yeah.
That, like... Not because it actually genuinely looks scary, just the idea
The
claustrophobia of...
the ocean.
Because I, like... I'm someone who, when someone... A character's, like, swimming... I hold my breath.
Oh, yeah, you get nervous. Yeah.
Like, it's just...
Hilariously, I have the opposite phobia. Whenever there was that... I don't remember. There's been two movies about it now of someone just, like, in space, and they
Gravity.
Just... Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
They just start floating away.
Well, I mean, it's similar because it's just this vast nothingness that surrounds you
nothing,
that will
yeah.
immediately kill you if you don't have the proper equipment.
Plus, there's monsters underwater. I saw the preview.
Ooh.
So what's that one game?
Moon's Haunted Destiny.
Subnautica?
Subnautica. You should play Subnautica.
No, I'm good. Like, I am... Any of those... Like, it's the reason... It's part of the reason I never really wanted to play the pre-sequel. Because, like, knowing that there's sections I have to monitor my oxygen...
Oh, yeah. I hated that shit.
Yeah, I don't like that micromanaging stuff. Like, that makes me want to play through the game as Claptrap.
Are we going to ignore if you're my age especially, the thing that gave every kid fucking anxiety... Sonic, when he's underwater.
Oh, God, that music.
Fucking Mandy's text tone.
Yeah.
Bloop. No.
Like, Mandy's text tone is him grabbing the bubble.
And you're mm-hmm. desperately searching for those bubbles. You're like, oh, God. please, boom. Fuck that. Jesse, go ahead.
I hate that music. Congratulations, Kevin Shankelberg.
Yeah.
Why? He's engaged.
Oh, yeah. I thought he just got another gold skin on a gun. You know?
No, he platinum the pistols. He's
son
done with them.
Son of a bitch. Yes, congratulations, Kevin.
That was it. Like, I just want to say congrats to Kevin. I want to give him a shout on the show
because
I know
he,
he listens to the After Dark. So
he should, as he should, because we mention him a lot. So.
We do.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. I want to thank Calvin and Asa for joining me and Jesse on this random night of randomness randomly.
Yeah.
And once again, if you'd like to get in touch with us, please go on Twitter. You can find us at Cool Cat Loves You.
No. Nope.
God.
And
nope, that's not it's not that is not what
Well, Cool Cat Loves You at Podzilla
1985.com. You can get a hold of us that way, Derek, if you're listening.
You can email us that way.
Derek,
I'll get it.
All right, so really quick, I want to direct this to Derek Savage. This is for Daddy Derek.
Okay, Shannon Young of Podzilla 1985.
I know you want to cast PewDiePie, as you call him, in your movie.
PewDiePie.
But you're not going to get PewDiePie. You can get Mr. 100. I will be in your film, Derek. Message me. Literally anything at podzilla1985.com. Now, I know you're not that bright. So what you do is you type in literally anything. Now, you don't have to type the words in. Whatever you type.
It still works, though.
Just mash buttons on the keys and then at podzilla1985.com.
Slam your face on the keyboard.
You look cat paws, put them on there, and I will be in your film. You'll have Mr. 100, and you can market that. You can mark that to dozens of people, and that's dozens more than your previous film. Thank you, Derek. I'll be waiting. That's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks, guys. We'll see you on Monday for Nerd Up, talking about the Pokemon DLC announcements.
Pokemon Direct.
And very excited about it. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Good night.